Mark Myers of Stern, AG & Leach on our Newsmaker line. He's at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith, and some new jobless numbers out.
Yes, the weekly jobless claims came in this morning, and they did look a little bit better. Last week, first-time unemployment, meaning people who applied for unemployment benefits for the first time, was 436,000, and this week it was 421,000. So that is down. It's not great, but it's down, and so it's heading in the right direction. But we did get some good reports the other day from Manpower. Manpower is a big employment agency that has over 400,000 clients around the world and helps everyone get employees for their firms. And this firm did a survey of all these different companies, and all these companies net-net look like they're going to start hiring the first quarter of 2011 is what they're telling Manpower. Net-net, they're going to hire about 4% increase in their staff. So we'll see if that comes to fruition. And if it does, I mean, that's good news for the economy. You know, it's like we always said, first the economy has to come back, then employers start hiring. In other news, you know, as you know, you probably heard the other day, Citigroup, the government finally got out of Citigroup of their ownership, and they made $12 billion profit. And right now, they're talking about getting out of AIG, and they're going to start getting out of that in March of 2011 is their plan to start selling shares in that. Right, and the way it's going to work is the government's going to own about 92% of AIG in March. Right now, we own 80%, but they're going to do conversion of preferred stock to common stock and end up owning 92% of it. Then they're going to start slowly selling off of that. And what some economists predict is we'll probably end up making about $40 billion profit out of AIG. AIG still owes the taxpayers $50 billion. So we're a big shareholder in that. AIG, which, you know, they're the biggest insurance company in the world. They do everything from life insurance to annuities all over the globe. And that company, at one time, we did have $180 billion invested in it as taxpayers. So we're down to about $90 billion now. As far as earnings go, we had McDonald's report yesterday. Their earnings were up a little bit. Sales rose 4.8%, but it was a little less than analysts expected, and the stock did pull back a little bit. But what was really interesting, we did hear from Home Depot, and their CFO came out and said their November sales traffic was terrific. And I quote that, it was terrific. And they were very pleased with their Black Friday and Cyber Monday sales. So they're very happy with where things are going, and they think Christmas season will be great. And we also saw 3M. 3M is a company that makes everything from those wonderful Post-it notes that we have all over our desk to Scotch tape. And they came out and said that sales in the United States will probably be flat, but emerging markets like India and Latin America will be phenomenal, and their sales will probably be up around 5%. So that's looking real good for them. And Costco even came out, and they said Black Friday sales were phenomenal, and Cyber Monday sales were great, too. You know, Costco is just like Sam's Club, which, unfortunately, we don't have one here. So everything's looking good. We're starting to see gold and silver pull back in the market, and that's because people are getting more optimistic about this economy. As the economy comes back, people don't get as fearful, and they start selling hard assets like gold and silver. But we'll have to see if this trend continues or not.
And, Mark, of course, a lot of the Home Depot business, no doubt people looking to fix up the houses they have, maybe rather than buy a new one right now.
Oh, yes, and that was one thing he did comment on. I mean, we're not seeing, you know, people build or, you know, buy new homes or sprucing up the homes that they currently have, which is a heck of a lot cheaper. And plus, you're seeing with this economy so bad that we're doing it ourselves instead of hiring somebody. So that is helping out Lowe's and Home Depot quite a bit.
All right, Mark, anything else for us this morning?
No, we'll see. The market looks like it's going to be up this morning on those unemployment numbers. So hopefully this trend will continue throughout the day.
Have a Merry Christmas.
You too. Take care.
Thank you. We'll all have a Merry Christmas, we hope, if things continue to perk up a little bit. Well, talking about